live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything as we launch here into the third hour of the program. The number for you, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Dale, by the way, joining us courtesy of flamingfreedom.com, his own radio show where he talks about LGBT issues with a liberty twist, shall we say?
From a liberty perspective,
From
yes.
a liberty perspective. So go to flamingfreedom.com to hear more of Dale, and we will hear your phone calls if you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. Last hour, someone called with the ultimate solution, something that would solve everything. The fare tax, he says. And of course, we laughed because, you know, we've been presented with this before. I don't know if anyone's ever said it was going to solve everything.
I used to be on board with that, and I campaigned. I mean, I kind of held signs and went to a rally, and I read the fare tax book.
Oh, wow.
I was fairly well-versed. If I'm not now, it's only from being rusty, and now it's a distant memory. So you remember
the welfare check plan where they're going to cut a check to every single household in America so they can not be taxed on the first $20,000 of purchases or $2,000 or whatever. I think it might have been $2,000.
Well, and those are good points. The other thing is that a lot of people are making good points that it's, in a lot of ways, it's easier to, if you know, this is, it's going to be easier to avoid, in some cases, this tax. In some ways, it'll be harder to avoid than, say, an income tax. I mean, like, an example would be if someone's, you know, if some people, if they're already doing their income in such a way that it's not reportable, it's harder to report. You know, to a large extent, people's incomes are reported because of who they work for, but if they don't work for someone, then it's pretty much up to them to report it, you know, and it's kind of hard to track down if it's not. That's not going to be the case anymore. It's going to be harder to avoid paying this tax.
Right, because every retailer is collecting it.
Exactly.
How do you avoid that? The only way to avoid that would be to have a fairly large black market or gray market in products and services, which, of course, would likely spring up. Hey, I get you that TV for 30%
off. Oh, it will. There'll be a lot of under. I mean, it's such a significant tax. It is absolutely significant, and anyone who can avoid paying it will try to.
They'll have crackdowns. You know, they'll have sting operations trying to sell people television sets without paying taxes.
It's so significant that there's a tremendous incentive to avoid paying it. And
what about secondhand stores? My mom runs a thrift store in Sarasota, Florida, and she charges state sales tax on the things that she sells, even though all those things have been sold before.
Well, I know for a fact, that's a good question. I can't recall for certain about that. I do know that like Craigslist and individuals selling yard sales and things like that are not expected to pay it, and that it is not intended to be, you know, something is being resold. It's not supposed to have this. But again, what you say, what the intentions are to begin with, and what you ultimately compromise on in the end to get it to pass is something completely different.
Right.
You know,
so the
someone will sell this and religiously say, oh, no, anything that's being resold, this is a one-time per item, and at the end of sale, nowhere along the way, it's not supposed to keep building up, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's that's a lot of what's used to sell it, is that along the way, we are paying taxes that are built into the items.
I think the important part here is not, you know, whether or not they can, you know, you buy or sell used stuff. I mean, now we're splitting hairs. I think the important part of this is that, A, this is a plan to make government theft of people's earnings more efficient. Is that really what you want, people? Do you want taxes, which is government instituted theft? Theft is taking something that doesn't belong to you without the owner's permission through guile or force.
They admit it too. When you're done, I'll tell you about that.
And if I don't know, but if you know, and that's what it is. So if the government's doing it, it's called taxation, and somehow that makes it right. And I think that's fallacious. When the Nazis murdered Jews, they put them on trial and they called it murder. So when the government steals something, as far as I'm concerned, it's stealing. And that's all there is for me. I mean, the government, if it can't do its business, by providing people services that they would pay for, I've got a real problem with that. I don't want to make this more efficient. I like the system where people can say, you know what, I've decided I want to opt out of paying taxes, and I'll take whatever the heat is for it. But in this instance, you're telling everybody who runs a business, you're going to collect taxes for us, or you're not going to run a business.
They become tax collectors for the government.
Right. Yeah. So you're just enslaving everybody, every American who has a business, into becoming your slave. And
it's a much smarter system. I mean, there's no doubt about it from the government's perspective, because those people are far less likely to so-called cheat on the taxes.
This is the selling point of the fair tax, is that, you know, all those people who are into prostitution, who are doing drugs and illegal markets, all those black markets, people who make their money on black market things and don't pay income tax because of it. The selling point of the fair tax is like, oh, those people will now pay taxes just like everyone else, because when they spend their money in all the usual places, they'll pay the tax. They'll pay this tax. So you're right. I mean, it is a more efficient theft mechanism.
But, of course, the IRS isn't going anywhere anytime soon. And the idea that the caller suggested that this was in the bill to get rid of the IRS. And as you said, Mark, if that actually happens, then great. But the IRS agents certainly have an interest in making sure that doesn't happen, right? I mean, these are a group of bureaucrats who are going to lobby very, very hard to keep their service in existence. And so what you'll probably end up seeing happen, I think you guys touched on this in the last hour, is that, again, compromise will be made. So even if somebody comes to the table and says, all right, in this version of the bill, we're going to get rid of the IRS. And the IRS agent's like, what? And they come in, they're like, this is it. We've
not
been here.
Not to mention all the accountants out there.
Right.
And the Liberty
Block.
Tax place.
Right.
And
yeah, so all those
H&R
people
Block.
Come pouring in to talk about how this is their life's blood. This is food put on their family's table by these this IRS and all the income tax things. Here, how about we compromise like this? We'll keep the IRS around, and we'll keep most of the staff on board, because, you know, they're bureaucrats and
they've got families.
They're important. So we'll keep the IRS around, but we'll lower the amount, we'll raise the amount that will trigger the IRS taking income tax from people.
Right. We'll make it so only 1% of Americans actually have to pay income tax, and you know they can afford the accountants and all that stuff.
The Americans that make more than $100,000 will have to pay income tax. Everybody else will only be subject to the so-called fair tax, and then they'll all pat each other on the back because they've done something to stick it to the rich, and they have, you know, they have protected the jobs of the bureaucrats, and they've made it look like the government is more efficient at the same time, and they've created a whole new tax on top of an already existing tax at that point. And then, as Dale pointed out, all that has to happen is the amount of inflation has to just go up to the point where everybody makes more than $100,000, and now all of a sudden everybody qualifies to pay the income
tax. It's already happened. I think I have it now. I think I was right. It's alternative minimum tax, I believe. Which is the idea is, like, let's say you make a lot of money and you file all kind, but you have a lot of deductions and things, and you file for that. Well, there's a point where there's a minimum. There's a point where if you hit a certain amount of income, you have to pay a minimum tax of X, whatever that is, regardless of whatever loopholes and deductions and things you have. And what's happened is that has not been adjusted for inflation over the years, and it's hitting like people who aren't very – it's supposed to hit super wealthy people.
Yeah.
The intention when it was created was to hit the really wealthy people so that they wouldn't get out of paying taxes just because they had a lot of deductions. There was some amount of tax you had to pay no matter what if you hit a certain income. And it was hitting more and more people. There's a huge, much larger percentage of people that are stuck with alternative minimum tax who are certainly not wealthy anymore, but are just, you know, in the maybe a little upper middle class or something.
And that's presuming they do it the lazy way and just wait for inflation to kick in.
Right.
You can also just change the rules based on whatever reasons they want to. Remember, the politicians aren't responsible if the program changes down the line. They're not responsible right now, but certainly down the line, once they've moved on and they're doing their whatever other speaking tour that they're on, then the new batch of politicians comes in and they say, oh my God, you know, we couldn't have foreseen this beforehand, but this fair tax has resulted in a huge gray market of products being sold without the fair tax being applied to it. We're losing billions of dollars in tax cheats. All these people are just buying and selling radios and TVs and baby stuff and whatever products without collecting the fair tax. So therefore, we need to lower the amount of level that the income tax triggers. It was 100,000, but because of all the people in the gray market, we're just going to have to lower that to 50,000. And they'll come up with whatever excuse they need to justify making it easier for them to take more of your money. And then they get you with two taxes.
Oh, yeah.
And, that's what people are arguing for. That's what people are writing books about. People calling themselves libertarians are arguing for more taxes,
yeah.
Or at least a bigger one.
1-800-259-9231. But it'll solve all the problems, of course. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA. 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call for and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com.
Now then, those features, by the way, include our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to show that they're listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Get you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Shrine is, in fact, Free Talk Live's gold on its website, and you can go and get some gold for yourself at gold.freetalklive.com. It's a terrible segue. You
can I was a little confused by that.
I've picked out some coins there that allow you to price compare, you know, gold that is easily and readily available through lots of the different companies. And silver coins, too. I'm a bigger fan of silver right now than I am gold. Go check out gold.freetalklive.com. Get you some. They just keep going up. Keeps going up.
All right. So our number here, 800-259-9231. Did more need to be said about this this fair tax? I think we've pretty much gored it to death. I guess the one point we didn't really talk about is the major claim that the caller made that this is going to solve everything. Well, by solve everything, what do you mean? It's going to solve the funding problem the federal government has, meaning that they're going to get more money to pay for their their exorbitant programs and their intrusive programs.
I think
and
the
their
suggestion
oppressive programs.
Is that some of us, I think really the suggestion is that some of us pay taxes and some of us don't. Mm-hmm. And we who pay taxes are pissed off at those who don't. I personally file the income tax form every year, and I am happy. I am thrilled. I consider people who choose not to pay pay income tax to the government, at the very least, people that are doing things that I like, at the very most, heroes. So, No, I don't like this. This doesn't solve any problems for me. This creates problems for me because this creates a more efficient mechanism for the federal government to fund itself. As far as I'm concerned, the federal government of the United States of America is simply the most successful organization of thieves, criminals, and liars that the world has ever seen, or at the very least, has seen at this particular time. So, no, this doesn't solve any problems for me.
Let's go to James, listening in New York. You can bring up whatever you want. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Just great, James. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm calling in, and I don't know how much you guys have covered this, but I'm a professional poker player for the last 7 years, mostly online.
Yeah.
And
not anymore.
the thing is, I mean, it's absolutely crazy, and I just want to applaud the government for a true masterstroke by putting this bill into action 4 years ago, and there was kind of modest outrage, and then they waited 4 years and then shut down everyone's ability to earn. And all
yeah, what you're referring
players,
to, for those that don't know, is it was a few days back, the federal government swooped in on the top three or four poker online gambling websites.
I was one of the ones that didn't know.
Yeah, and they... I guess Ryder probably... I imagine Ryder probably talked about it quite a bit on last night's program.
Oh, I bet he did.
He had called in this past week to give us a heads up, and I know that a demo from LibertyOnTour.com has been affected. A number of the activists in the area had engaged in this.
I think this might be interesting to some people. I'm pretty sure there are some Bitcoin-related gambling sites.
That I suggested. I'd ask that question. Are there any big sites that have Bitcoin? If not, they should look at moving to Bitcoin.
I'm not sure how big they are, but and I don't know if they do poker. I know there are gambling sites that you can do Bitcoin, but I think, obviously gambling in general, where there's a house and you, it doesn't pay in the long run.
Well, if
you play poker and you're good at poker, you can play against other people and consistently make money, in theory, at least.
Well, right. I imagine that's what you do.
And I don't know if there are poker Bitcoin poker sites, but I wouldn't be surprised at all.
James, are you aware of any sites that are running on Bitcoin?
No, I have no idea. I mean, for me, I always played on the major sites just because of the reputability, but this is actually, and it's kind of relatively unknown, but this is actually the second time the government has swooped in and frozen funds. The last time they did it was in 2007, and, I had $25,000 tied up for about 9.5 months. I have friends with six figures. I mean, I had one guy I knew, a good friend of mine, had $850,000 tied up online. And this was a time where he only had about $10,000 offline. He had just won a big tournament. Didn't get any interest back, anything like this. But that's not even what outrages me at the moment. It's mostly that when the UIGEA, the Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act, was passed, everyone said, oh, they'll never enforce it, so no one really cared. And then 4 years later, they enforce it, and now, you know, tens of thousands, I mean, millions of dollars are frozen up right now.
They're seeking $8 billion in forfeiture.
And what everyone is saying is that, oh, well, they shouldn't have broken the law, you know? And then the same people that were outraged at the same law 4 years ago are now saying, oh, well, those sites shouldn't have broken the law.
Are you serious?
Thinking, you know?
The people that are gamblers? The people that are actually using these products?
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, I've been a professional for a long time, and, you know, since it was a small community, and I'm pretty prominent in the poker forums and things like that. And, I saw one thread that said, now it's time to fight back, you know, and I was like, yes, here we go. And, you know, being a liberty-minded person, I got in there, and everyone, the general idea was, well, let's call up and beg for our money back, you know. I mean, let's call up and say, please, can we please spend our money how we want?
What else would you say, though? I mean, really, how does one fight back?
Well, that's what I said. And I said, so, you know, I'm personally willing to pay people $5 an hour to protest in D.C. I personally can't right now. I'll do anything I can to do it. And they said, now listen, James, you're going to seem, we don't want to seem like bitter jackasses. That's a direct quote. And I said, bitter jackasses? They took money directly out of your pocket. They ripped the shirt off your back and are whipping you. And you're sitting there saying, oh, maybe, would you mind whipping me less? I mean, and
yeah,
it's,
thank
I don't
you,
know,
Master.
It's driving me totally crazy.
Right, it's just the self-defeating attitude of, and maybe that's not the term I'm looking for, but this is abusive, this self-abuse, this idea that it's kind of the slave-on-slave violence. There's a version of that. It's like slave-on-yourself violence. It's just so sad.
Oh, yeah.
It's so pathetic.
Well, that we somehow deserve to be shipping over money. Not only that, when we first... And this was me, too. When we first started asking the government, we were asking to be taxed and regulated, and they gave us the middle finger and said, no, you know, you can't do this. It's immoral to gamble. And obviously, I mean, come on, state-run lotteries, all this stuff. And we said, please, tax us, regulate us. And they said, no, get out of our face. And then 3 or 4 years later, and by the way, I mean, there's no doubt that this is going to be taxed and regulated soon enough. Mm-hmm. So under the guise of morality, they shut this whole thing down, and... Just to basically steal from these foreign companies, and no one is even outraged that they're stealing $8 billion from these people. And
that I thought was a particularly interesting aspect of this. I immediately thought this was like a local thing, a U.S. thing, but you say these are foreign companies, and that was something else that was pointed out. They went after foreign bank accounts.
This isn't the first time. They've held foreign... you know, operators of these countries just without bail in the U.S., you know, just indicted them and locked them up and made them plea against, you know, to rat out their buddies and do all this stuff. This happened with Party Poker 5 years or 4 or 5 years ago. They held their chief executive in jail until they agreed to not serve U.S. players, and
incredible.
It's a blatant attack on freedom. But by the way, and no one else really even cares at all, because it's not something they do, but much like poker players who are saying, please tax us, that's all we want, but they can't even do that, and they're accepting it.
It's just incredible. Thanks for the update on that, and feel free to keep us in the loop as to how that continues to develop. I appreciate the update at 800-259-9231. Please, Master, may I have another? 1-800-259-9231. Just tax me more. I've been such a bad boy. Please take all my money. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tagler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tagler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tagler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tagler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give you for free there. Those features include our mobile site. You've got a mobile phone, a smartphone. You want to access our streams very quickly, you can just go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m as in mobile.freetalklive.com. Coming up here in about 2 months, June 20th through the 26th, it will be the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening again at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. You will be surrounded not only by natural beauty, but the beauty of the feeling of being around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. People that get it when it comes to the ideas of freedom. These are people who are willing to actually do something about it. Many of them have made the move to New Hampshire, as the three of us have here, as part of the Free State Project. Others are considering a move to New Hampshire. Still more are actually planning a move, but have not yet made the move. And all of those types of people will be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, engaging in various different activities from live musical performances to karaoke to family fun and activities, agorism in action, more adult-style parties, Buzz's Bigger Gay Dance Party. Man, it's going to be a blast. Lots of fun to be had. It's going to be going all week long, June 20th through the 26th. Go to porkfest.com to get registered. You can use our discount code to save 20%.
which is Free Talk Live. Just run the words together without any spaces. Use the code Free Talk Live. Save 20% on your registration at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C, as in porcupine, porkfest.com. And by the way, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live every single night at Porkfest, which I'm pretty excited about. And we'll continue here and take your calls about anything you want. 800-259-9231. Before we do that, though, I want to make sure that we get a little more detail out on this gambling crackdown. There's a very interesting aspect to this that has not yet been revealed, at least on this program. Mark, what's happening?
I hadn't heard anything about this. It's actually one of our remote producers sent this to me. The FBI shut down the three biggest online poker sites just as another was set to be opened up by officials in Washington, D.C. Residents and visitors to the nation's capital would be allowed to gamble on the web under proposal in the District of Columbia's budget, according to the Hot Air website. Congress had until April the 7th to object but took no action. There's really no clear law that said we could not do this, said D.C. Councilman Michael Brown.
Of course not. The government's allowed to run gambling operations.
Yeah, the provision's author, Brown, wants money raised for gambling to offset budget cuts and help social service programs. But just a week after the D.C. program was approved, the FBI closed down three sites, Poker Stars, Full Tilt Poker, and Absolute Poker, charging 11 executives with bank fraud and money laundering and hoping to recover $3 billion. The sites were all based abroad, but aimed at U.S. gamblers. The sites now have a message explaining the FBI has seized their domain names, conducting financing, managing, supervising, directing, or owning all or part of illegal gambling business is a federal crime.
How can you Free Talk Live people say the government is a criminal organization? How could you say, Mark, tonight that the government is the most criminally successful violent gang? But there's no evidence of that. A criminal organization wouldn't go around violently shutting down their competition in order to run their own gambling operation, would they? No, the mafia would never do anything like that.
Seems obvious to me. I mean, this is just...
Wow. What is this new government website? Is it, I mean...
How convenient.
So they're shutting down the number 1 through 4 top websites in the world for internet gambling. And then that same week they launch some sort of government site. Is it mentioned?
Yeah, that's exactly what is what mentioned.
The site.
I don't know. It's the proposal to start a site. There's really no a week after the D.C. program was approved.
Oh, so it'll be about 10 years then before it actually starts up.
And my favorite part, though, is the councilman wants this open to raise money to offset budget cuts and help social service programs. There's the lie. The lie you get every time whenever they trot out one of these things is that in 49 states or however many of them have gambling, I think Alabama is the only one that didn't do it quite the same way, the money essentially goes into the general fund, or if it goes into the education fund, the government just feels free to take money out of the education fund in order to pay for its other stuff. The fact is, people, taxes are fungible. Money is fungible. You can move it from one location to another. The only way to sort of offset this is, I guess, kind of the way that Alabama did it. They made a scholarship program for their colleges, and their gambling went to fund that only. So they created a new government program, which was to give scholarships to Alabamian students.
They pulled other money out when they did that. So yes,
no, they didn't. They didn't. Not in that case. That's the one.
Oh, okay.
It's the best looking of the systems of criminal enterprise around. That's what I see.
I believe that Georgia did pretty well by comparison in terms of what the lottery in Georgia funds, the HOPE grant specifically, I believe. I mean, the extra money. That is actually helping to put a lot of people through college, I guess, right now. That's what I understand.
One of the complaints.
Of course, driving up the cost of college and the rates for everybody who has to pay.
Exactly. That's what always happens. You know, the fungible thing, in case people don't understand that, there's a comparison that's like, there's a pretty good analogy, and I don't want to sound like I'm coming down on charity, I'm not, but the United Way got some similar criticism as that, the whole idea of money being fungible, because the United Way was, there's all this pressure on people to give to the United Way through their work. Mm-hmm. It's almost like taxes, of course. It's voluntary, of course. But it's very similar in that it comes right out of your paycheck, and that way you feel like your relief of, you don't feel guilty anymore. You're donating to charity, and it's really easy, and it just happens automatically. Your employer does it. Mm-hmm. And you can, and the selling point is you can designate where you want the money to go if you want. You don't have to, and most people don't.
Right.
So that leaves huge leeway for the United States. It's a huge spring, a huge flexibility on the United Way with all the money that isn't designated. And then what was and then some people are saying don't donate to the United Way. They give a lot of money to the Boy Scouts, for instance. And if you have an issue with the Boy Scouts, and I do, then you wouldn't want to give to the United Way. And they'll say, well, you don't have to give it to them. You can designate exactly where it goes. And you can make it go to places that you like. Well, guess what? The moment you do that, then they've got all the flexible money, and a lot of which is going to Boy Scouts and other stuff. You designate some stuff to specific organizations. Well, those organizations are almost getting some of that flexible money. They just take out the flexible money and put it where they want it to go. So it's so fungible that it becomes almost completely irrelevant that you can designate where the money goes.
So another important point on the government gambling operation that they're apparently planning on starting up is, again, a Washington, D.C. thing. This is not, so they're going to be running it from D.C. It's supposedly for D.C. residents and visitors.
Yeah, whatever the heck that means.
Whether that means it'll end up being opened up to everybody is another question. But one of the big objections to the online gambling has been the issue of security. People are worried that the gambling operation is, you know, counting cards, or that on their side there's some level of like backdoor in the program that'll allow their operators to essentially scam people, you know, essentially just give people bunk hands or whatever. Or give the dealer favoritism on the random cards that are dealt out, those kind of things. And there have been, from what I understand, some companies that have been caught doing some shenanigans like that. But, of course, there are also ways to verify that the code is honest, and that is to allow auditors to come in and check the code and to verify that, you know, to put a seal of approval, if you will, on this particular gambling site. And then the sites that have the best reputation will build that reputation through things like having audits. And so do you think the government's going to audit its code for you? Do you think the government's going to
show you how, you know, who wins and who doesn't?
Is it going to assure
the government,
you?
Ian, so automatically you can just trust them.
You just
them.
Trust them, right? Yeah, they're not going to run any
scams.
It's
not like these private businesses that are so shady and... Yeah. And untrustworthy and unaccountable.
I would imagine, this is my imagination, is I do think that the government will probably run a pretty upright operation, because they could be, you know, a whistleblower could jump in on. But I think that they'll have a lower payout than most of the, you know, the sort of the more free market.
Take a bigger chunk.
They'll take a larger chunk. That's how I would imagine it done.
Because they'll have a monopoly. They'll shut down their competition.
Yep, they will.
Well, not all of them. They're not going to be able to affect.
But it's for a good cause, Mark. So
right. Well, so what they call
places
a good cause.
That was just, they were just taking. They were just wanting to make money.
Yeah. Well, you know, people making money in the free market is a good cause.
All right. So we'll continue with your phone calls here. We'll talk to Frank, listening in Indy to WXNT. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Frank. What's on your mind tonight?
the guy that was talking to you, or girl, I don't know. I didn't hear the call about the fair tax.
Mm-hmm.
Led you down the wrong street.
Oh?
Number one, there will be no income tax. The IRS disappears.
Tell you what, we'll talk to you in a moment here. If you can stick with us, the last guy couldn't. Maybe you can. More with Frank here in a moment. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
It's the shirt you wear most, an essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt, and for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more, but we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs, or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes, with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today, and you'll also receive free monogramming, an $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is, come and get it, but you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Only moments remain, but maybe enough time for your thoughts. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
All right, so we continue with your phone calls. Frank, I think you're still with us there, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Frank, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm still here. Okay, first of all, the biggest thing that I think there was somebody was saying something about that you're going to still have the income tax.
Yeah, we're talking about the so-called fair tax, yeah.
That's wrong.
Hmm.
The income tax disappears.
That's not really true.
Like magic.
All corporate and individual tax disappears.
I'm looking at it right here. The Fair Tax Act of 2011, it sets a sales tax rate of 23% starting in 2013 with adjustments in subsequent years. And it terminates the sales tax imposed by this act. Terminates the sales tax imposed by this act of the 16th Amendment of the United States Constitution, authorizing an income tax, is not repealed within 7 years. So here we are at the darkest depths of an economic downturn, the worst we've seen in at least 6 or 7 decades. They're going to institute a new 23% tax that could or could not sunset in 7 years. So you're talking about a 7-year period where you have both of these things, the income tax and this fair tax, And this is just a law. It's not an amendment. It's a lot easier to change this law to say, oh, we need another 5 years or we need another 10 years. Just like they do with the Army's budget every 2 years, they can just keep bumping this thing down the pipe. And then we've got another 23% income tax, or excuse me, sales tax instituted for the federal government.
Right, but the funny, the thing that I understand with it, and I've read the book, I haven't read the law itself, that this law wouldn't go into effect until the 16th Amendment disappears.
Well, the book is old, as I understand it.
Right. So this is really the problem of it all, is those people that support a particular law never are the ones who get to write it. And I just read you the summary of the law as it's going to be introduced. So this is an object lesson for you, Frank. Politicians lie.
Oh, yes, I do know that.
But those are the people that are going to write this law. So supporting a law means supporting politicians who tell lies.
Possibly.
I just read it to you, Frank.
Yeah.
I mean, I've laid it out to you as plain as day.
So
right here, within 7 years.
Right. So
the people that wrote the book, and I have the original book, when it was written probably 8 years ago or six years ago.
I hope you got Neil Bortz to sign it for you, because that's really the only value behind this law.
That is the book.
It's the
one that Neil Bortz and the man in Congress who is no longer there.
Oh, so the guy who wrote the book isn't even in Congress anymore. See, look, I see where you're coming from. You've been sold a pitch. They've pitched an idea to you, and it sounds good. The way Neil Bortz will pitch this, I'm sure it sounds very attractive. Unfortunately, that's just not how it is in reality. It has changed since then, and we knew back then that the things that they were saying weren't very likely to happen because, again, amending the Constitution is an incredibly politically unlikely maneuver. It's very, very difficult to get that to happen. And if they do open up the Constitution for amendment, then all kinds of other crazy things could be.
You're talking about a constitutional convention. They could just do it the other way, which is getting two-thirds of the House, two-thirds of the Senate, and then three-quarters of the states to do it.
Either way,
still
it's
incredibly
pretty big,
difficult.
Yeah, it's a big hurdle to pass through. So there's your update, Frank. It is not as you believe it to be, and as it is being proposed today, it will not be what it is to propose today when it is finally
right.
said and done.
They're going to change it when, by the time it gets voted through, it'll be changed again.
And
politics
no one will read it.
Always requires compromise, and all these things that are being used to sell people on the fair tax, it's
all based on an
incredibly optimistic, massively unrealistic optimistic view about what will actually happen.
One of the things that people don't realize is the fact that when the corporate income tax disappears, when this goes away because they're going to close down the IRS.
No, they're not.
That is going to increase the people that'll come into the United States and hire people.
Frank, you're living in a fantasy world if you believe that the IRS is just going to go poof and disappear. It's just not going to occur.
It says it's going to repeal the income tax, the employment tax, and the estate and gift tax. It doesn't mention getting rid of the corporate tax in this proposed bill introduced in January 5th, 2011.
So can it repeal the income tax even without necessarily without getting rid of the 16th Amendment?
No.
So
the income tax is instituted by an act of Congress.
Does it say, Mark, that they'll repeal the IRS?
No,
it doesn't say that either. Frank, sorry, man.
The IRS is going to be there in order to enforce into Obamacare.
I'm going to look at the law.
You should do that.
Go online.
Thank you, Frank, for the call.
Send me an email at mark@freetalklive.com. I'll send you this link.
Frank. All right, let's continue here and go to Doug, listening in Minnesota. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
What's on your mind, Doug?
Well, I got a question for Dale before I go into my other thing.
Okay.
Anybody see Atlas Shrugged yet?
No, yeah. It looks boring as sin.
I saw it, yes.
Did you? I know, Dale, you were like railing on it for a while. I saw it, too. I just want to mention a couple of really amateurish faux pas. You know, the old 1950s sex scene where they pan the people as they lay down on the bed and the camera goes. It's like, God, last time I saw that was in The Fountainhead in 1956, I think. So that's kind of like the production value to get mixed reviews. I'm not sure. I'm going to wait and see.
Well, Dale, was it worth it? Was it worth the trip?
Yeah.
We could go drive for this, right?
It was worth the trip, actually.
Sure.
And that's only because, you know, I'm an incredibly forgiving audience member because, you know, it's just this book is iconic, even though I think that I didn't like the book either, by the way. I like the premise of the book, but I thought it was written horribly and everything. But I get in trouble for saying that. But it is an iconic, you know, it is an iconic thing in history, this book.
Sure.
And the movie is for the same reason. To some extent, it's going to have that. It's going to have that cult appeal.
Is it as dull
and
as
so
the trailer
I had to
makes
see
it?
It's the acting is really bad, and it's like it just felt to me like they were just narrating the story in a film format and not taking advantage of the ability of film to show you things and to emote things and to involve you in a really intricate way that a book can't do.
Was it really lengthy?
No, not especially.
Is it a part one, two thing?
It's part one.
I see.
Yeah, you know,
three.
It was 90 minutes long, but it felt like 3 hours.
Wait, I thought you hadn't seen it. I'm sorry, you have seen it?
No, I did see it.
Oh, okay.
I did see it. It was 90 minutes long, and it felt like three hours.
That's awful.
And I've read the book twice, and here's what I'm doing. I kind of secretly loved it, but at the same time, I don't think it's going to catch on. I think Republicans, you know, pro-war Republicans are going to go, yeah, this movie rocks! Yeah, Rush Limbaugh's right! You know, totally missing the entire point of a lot of her, you know, objectivist philosophy.
Man, so it was 90 minutes long, and it felt like 3 hours, meaning it was boring, and they're going to want you to sit through two more of them to see the entire trilogy.
Yeah. And I'll go see them. I think it was a bad movie, and I'm going to go see the sequels as well.
This is one of the best-selling books of all time, and it's going to bring an audience with it as a result. I mean, a lot of people have watched this movie.
I was told it was mostly white hairs.
That's what it's counting on. It's going to have to do that. I mean, I think this thing will hopefully stay in the black just by selling DVD sales and things later.
The hope of the people putting it the hope of the people putting it together is that they can bring the message. These people are
they should have done it in a much more coherent manner.
What they have to work with is really difficult. There's no action.
That's a problem. Is it true that the because this is what I heard? I heard that the majority audience is a bunch of old people. Is it true?
You know, at my theater, I was surprised at how many young people were there.
Okay,
there were a lot of young people.
I was sort of surprised. I was happily surprised, and then when I walked out, there were a bunch of Ron Paul, you know, Campaign for Liberty people passing out constitutions, which is like, oh god, that's boring.
We were passing out Free State Project flyers that said, "Where is John Galt?" And it's in New Hampshire. It was great. They were really well designed. I don't know who designed them, and I want to find out because they were beautiful.
I think I know. I don't want to say any names.
I think I know too, but I don't want to say either. I have a suspition, but until I know for sure.
I mean, that's not funny. Where is John Galt? I mean, in the point he's at in New Hampshire, right?
Right. It was brilliant.
That's really good.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, I would go to just do outreach for the movie. I wouldn't really care about
that. That's one of the reasons why we went. We watched the movie. We ran out just as the credits started to play, and we handed out flyers as people were leaving.
That's great.
And, well, here's my other thought is a lot of people said this, and I agreed, was when I was reading the book, the characters seemed very similar in the book. They seemed unreal. And as I'm watching the movie, that, you know, that's kind of how they sounded in the book, but I didn't like the book.
Doug, I know you had something else on your mind. Call us tomorrow night. We'll hit you up then for that, whatever that was. And the rest of you, if you're on hold, apologies. We will be back tomorrow, so join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.